Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. What's in a boarding pass? Well, it turns out quite a lot. There's a lot of information that's on there about you. Things like, for example, your frequent flyer number, where you're coming, where you're going, who you are, right? And information about whether or not you're in the TSA PreCheck program or have been given TSA PreCheck or whatever, right? There's a lot of stuff there. And in fact, if you, there are websites, there are iPhone apps that allow you to decode the barcodes that are on your boarding passes to give you a bit more information. But, then the question becomes, if somebody were to pick up your boarding pass, well, so what, right? What information are they going to get? Well, potentially they find out a little bit about you, right? I mean, obviously there's a lot of information there about you and, that somebody could use to, with say media, stuff on social media, which, I guess I post a few things on social media. So, I travel quite a bit. So it's pretty easy to go from point A to point B there, I suppose. But then the question then is okay, well, so what, right? Well, maybe you can use that information to get into a frequent flyer account. But, to me, that's, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. In terms of information disclosure, yeah, I guess they could drain all my miles or something if they get in, but maybe buy a bunch of flights or something. Yeah, I guess so. I guess maybe I don't want people getting in there, but honestly, there's hopefully the airlines have the appropriate security measures in place to prevent that, or at least make it very difficult. In addition to having to compromise my figure out what my frequent flyer number is, they'd also have to compromise my email and do a bunch of other stuff. So it's by no means is it a slam dunk, right? If you get somebody's boarding pass that you're necessarily going to be able to get the keys to the kingdom. Although there's some text here on the Krebs on Security website that suggests that at least for United Airlines, maybe there's a little bit more information in there that should be, and it's just because of how they're using information, not necessarily that the information is there. But if you're paranoid, right, that when you're done with your boarding pass, you should probably take it home and shred it, right? You probably shouldn't drop it in a random trash can because there is information there about you. And again, that doesn't surprise me, right? And this is, it's, if you don't want people to, if you're really that paranoid, then you should probably keep all of that stuff to yourself, I suppose. But, not post on social media, not leave evidence that you've been someplace or whatever. But anyway, it's this may for some people probably border on a little bit too paranoid. But and if you are, then fine. I try not to use printed boarding passes if I can get away with it, but unfortunately, if I ever go up to an airline counter, they usually end up giving me a printed boarding pass, which I usually use mobile apps just because that ends up, because I figure, well, those are easier to get rid of. And those are, if I lose that, if I lose my phone, I got bigger issues than just boarding passes. So, there are, if you are curious what's encoded in a boarding pass, there are, as I say, there are websites, there are applications for that. And there'll be links in the show notes. And as I say, if you're interested, you can take a look for yourself. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.